Max, you've been one of the teachers here for how many years at Leeds Cookery School?
22.
And you've clearly thoroughly enjoying it still.
I'm greedy. I love food. Yeah. That's what makes it work.
Your teaching style is fantastic because you've gone through the most tiny detail in making people understand what they're creating and producing and why things are right and why things are wrong. That style is very important to you.
It's the only way I know. I know for myself, if I don't understand a concept, then I can't confidently execute it, whatever it be. It might be gardening, anything at all. Mm-hmm. And I tend to think if that's how I am, other people will be the same. Mm-hmm. And saying do this because it works isn't teaching to me. It's do it because this happens, and it's the explanation behind it that to me makes something work, and it's sort of the only way I know.
Now, we've noticed at the moment there's a lot of people coming in to learn how to make gifts because we're noticing the cuts, the recession. People are turning back to food almost as a sort of that, you know, they seem to be shunning the holidays, the new cars and the sort of expensive things, but food seems to be an eternal comfort.
It's something we all need every day, come what may. So everyone needs to eat something or another. And so I think if you grow up with some kind of influence in your life, it might be a grandmother, a mother, a brother, a sister, or even just reading a magazine, any kind of food influence, then I think everyone's got some little idea, some little bit of imagination, and they can take what they do in day-to-day life through then to something a little bit fancier and something you could give as a gift. So, for instance, what kind of examples? I mean, if you could make a loaf of bread, say, or you knew just even how to make a loaf of bread from a packet mix, you should then be able to make tiny, weeny little rolls, coat them with egg wash, sesame seeds, and do a tiny bun that would look beautiful as a little starter canapé. So, yes, if you have any interest in food whatsoever and a bit of creativity and a bit of imagination, you should be able to then turn that into something that feels quite natural to create as a gift.
Now, this Christmas, a lot of people will be thinking about saving money. They're going to be thinking about their pockets because nobody wants to hit the January credit card bill to find that they spent everything on things that they don't really need. What advice for somebody who is on a budget, who wants to create a food gift, would you give?
I would say keep it incredibly simple. Anything that is made from the heart is with love is beautiful. If you spend a lot of ingredients, a lot of time, and it gets very frustrating and you feel you're not doing the best job, it will sort of come through with the end product. So I would say work backwards, look in your cupboard, see what you've got, see what you could possibly use up. Think of your skill base and think of also your circumstances. If you've got a very tiny oven and a very small kitchen, then perhaps doing sponge sugar work isn't for you, and it's not going to work and it won't look great. But if you've got a store cupboard with flour and dried fruit and some bits and pieces of nuts in, you could make a beautiful biscotti or similar sort of biscuit, wrap it up beautifully, and it will come through as looking very professional, very cared about, but be very simple. So I think using what you've got, using the skills that you have, and keeping something very simple will come through as a very sophisticated end product. But if you challenge yourself too much, test yourself too much, then you often fall at the first hurdle.
Max, it's been a fantastic day today. And obviously, I mean, I've learned so much. And you know, they did say Coles to Newcastle with me when I said I was coming. But fantastic. Thank you very, very much.
Such a pleasure. Glad you enjoyed it.